Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As soon as she started laughing at me, I turned those granny panties into a thong.
Gross.
Thank you. Are you having
to seek a local surgeon for removal today?
No, not at all.
Mike, I think that your confusion is that Morehead State is the nickname of AU.
Yes, exactly right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I can see anyone making that error.
Yeah. When I was there.
It means so much more when you hear it from Oprah.
It's also...
And I pulled a clip from last night.
Please.
I know you read it quit here.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll do anything for food.
Okay,
I can eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fine things.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. I start today by mentioning that when you drop a few lbs, you constantly kind of tweak your wardrobe. Mm-hmm. It's new territory for me, so I've actually gone not only with outerwear, but underwear.
Exciting, man.
About a month ago, I don't know, have I talked about it on the show that I've gone
you switched boxers? To boxer briefs?
Yeah. Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Like any product in America, we have abundanza. We have tons of stuff, choices, whatever. I don't really think about it, especially because I buy cheap underwear when I'm in a box store, and I just go in and I grab what.
And you only wear them size. Once, right?
I wish that was true, but
TJ Maxx has some great specials.
Do they really? TJ Maxx,
Marshalls, all day.
Well, they're not expensive anyway. When you talk about Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, the two biggies, and
buy American.
Are they American?
I think they're American companies, right?
Are you sure they're made in America, though?
Let me check.
How about this? They're designed in America.
For American men and some women.
America. Put the fly here, put the hole here. So.
Designed.
I go and I buy my XLs. And last night, how did this go down last night? We were turning in. We put Michael down, and I was getting myself ready for the marital bed, and I was just in my skivvies, and Mrs. O'Mara said to me, I'll try to duplicate her tone. She said,
"Yeah,
what are you wearing?"
Oh, no.
I said, I'm wearing my boxer briefs. Mm. She said, "Those aren't boxer briefs." And I looked down and I suddenly thought they didn't feel like normal. And they were a little high cut.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Brought an example in.
Oh, this
so the
is
boxer
this
briefs.
Is
I love. I love. I love playing sports in them. I like doing
that. I can't believe.
Yeah.
You didn't notice. Yeah. Those are boy shorts.
Yeah. That's not boxer
briefs. But they're
briefs.
Not briefs.
No.
No.
But they're also not. Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs have more leg.
And 20 years later, he could still fit into them. Hey,
that's not the athletic brief. That's the equivalent of granny panties.
That really kind of looks
Carla
like.
Carla wrote, that's so true, because Carla said they look like
you
women's.
Have grampy
they look
panties.
Like women's cheekies.
Yes, you've got grampy panties.
Well, when I look, hold them up one more time, Mike.
Thanks, Rob.
That looks like something you might see in a Dickens novel. Like.
That's the flesh tone that Jolene recommended for where I'm wearing my.
Well, that's because you're
my
wearing
tennis
that.
Whites.
That's when you're wearing them on Jolene's vision board. That's what she wants.
Well,
to
I
see.
Send her a lot of personal pics.
You'll be pleased to know that the world headquarters for Fruit of the Loom is in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Wonderful.
Yeah, always buy American.
Now they do have production in. Australia,
Vietnam.
El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras.
There's El Salvador. I would love to, when you do something like that, break down how much of the stuff comes out of Bowling Green, where it's probably just a bunch of executive suites, and how much comes out of El Salvador.
But their headquarters is in Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they do the business. So I won't share this little show, but as soon as she started laughing at me, I turned those granny panties into a thong.
Gross.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Are you having to seek a local surgeon for removal today?
No, not at all. No.
I am fascinated that you have this, let's call it dramatic weight loss, right?
Yeah. Look, it's been a year, so
yeah, but
I mean,
it's dramatic.
I'm in territory that I haven't been in for multiple decades.
To wear things that skinny men wear traditionally.
It's not skinny. I'm still big.
Boxer briefs, skinny men territory.
Is it really? It is.
See, yeah. I don't process it. I process it in holy S. This is what I was missing when I'm out there playing golf.
Fat,
I'm like, I just feel you feel better walking.
Your roll like rolls over the top of that
yeah.
that elastic. If you have boxer briefs on, you just can't tuck it all in. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, what I like is the thigh.
Yeah,
that's what
compression.
I feel. You feel the fabric of shorts again. It's just it's a better athletic. I feel good. I thought it would be uncomfortable my whole life, and I don't know when I started. I started wearing boxers when I was in college, so this is brand new to me. I don't think they had boxer briefs. I think
they came out in the 90s. I was wearing them in high school. So
and we had tighty whities, the BVDs, and then we had boxers like my father wore,
or the bikini briefs if you're European.
Yeah, well, you see those, especially with swimsuits. At the
none of us are European.
But I hate that look. I hate that look that like even fat Euro. German tourists wear. You know,
I'm Latino.
What's that?
My wife would love me to wear the bikini briefs. I said, "There's a line." I was like, "That those are for the European guys."
Yeah, you're
like,
from the other side of the ocean.
Yeah,
it's not your
South
deal.
South America.
I'm not making.
Well, you're
any.
From Olney.
Well,
I'm
I was
not
born
making
in La Paz.
Any non-inclusive statement here.
Yes.
But I am grossed out by men who wear bikini briefs.
My dad wears them.
Is that the European thing?
Out. Well, he went to Europe enough. I give him a pass.
And he also, is it a South American thing too?
I think it's a foreign thing, honestly.
Because you see guys at the beach, they wear different bathing suits.
You've got Ronaldo, that stud, always wearing bikini briefs.
Ronaldo, the soccer player?
Yes.
And
Messi's more of a boxer brief guy, I think. I want to believe that.
I think boxer briefs are not a bad look for a variety of body types.
I'm curious. Hey, Mac?
Yes.
What style do you wear?
I think we already asked him, didn't we?
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I must have tuned it out. Okay. Me too. I'm also a boxer.
He goes commando.
No, he doesn't.
Skids for days.
Only when I'm sleeping.
Days. Gross. They have on my slot machine. They have a particular bonus feature that they on one of the machines where they have a door feature.
Yes.
And the doors are all the same item, so you can get a line hit on it.
Yes.
And the one guy that I want, Mr. Wong's Casino, he says, doors for days. And if you get doors for days, you fill up a screen, you get big money.
Do you have the Oculus by chance? Your son has it, right? That Oculus has
it Oculus or what's the why am I thinking
Meta
it's a different
MetaQuest.
Mine's Bash and Lum.
Meta. I was talking to a gentleman, my physical therapist actually, and he says that he uses his MetaQuest headset to play in a virtual casino, and it soothes his urge to drive and gamble.
Is it a virtual casino that regular money?
Yeah, well, it's fake money, but he walks into the casino and he actually gambles.
By watching the videos. That's how.
Yeah, but imagine if you were there with a headset and you were pulling on something.
If it wasn't real, if it was giving me a virtual reality,
yes,
a casino site that was a real casino site,
I thought of
probably
I thought
get
of
in
you
trouble.
Right away. I was like, this is
well,
crazy.
Not Mike, not if it was a virtual casino based on Harrah's in New Orleans.
Then you'd have to have the leather torn seats,
virtual
the 89 to 90% of slot machines with broken sound, so you can't hear them.
Harrah's. And I mean, with supreme respect.
Mac, turn Oscar up a little bit if you can.
I turned myself down. I'm sorry. I thought I was blowing people out. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Harrah's in New Orleans, and I love New Orleans. I can't wait to go back. But that Harrah's, if you would have said, hey, the levee broke and just flooded that Harrah's, and they're just coming back.
Yeah, that might have been easier to understand.
Might have been easier to understand. Like, maybe I'm like, oh, man, we're here. We want to stimulate the economy. I get it. You're just coming back.
And I also get the concept that with all the money you would think, it's much like a bar.
Yeah,
when a bar is crowded on a Friday night and you go, oh, my God, he must be making it hand over fist. Same principle in a casino. You can lose money in a casino operation.
Not that casino.
All the time. But that casino hasn't made an update or an upgrade in decades. And that's like, including the Hurricanes.
That's the only game in town. Now, Mike, we went to
Only Harrah's. Game in town, too. In the middle of the city. In an absolute choice location. I don't get it because these hotels... The whole idea with these properties is renovate, wait a couple of years, renovate, wait a couple of years. But they just went F it. And it's a terrible, I'm sorry, Mike, they deserve everything they get from us. We like to go in there and gamble.
You need to help me with the memory here, but if I'm not mistaken, the first time you and I gambled in New Orleans, we were down there for a Final Four, and that's when Harrah's, because of the local laws, still had to technically be on a riverboat. So it was actually built on a barge.
Riverboat gambling.
Yeah. Yep. And it was nicer as a barge than it is now
100%.
As a freestanding casino. And it was
I don't know, but I mean the building, I remember when it was built. When it was built, it was a palace in the middle of everything. It was
central located. The exterior still looks nice.
But that was amazing.
Look, with
still.
All due respect, New Orleans has fallen on very difficult time.
Every big city in America.
Every big city, but when you throw the hurricane factor in, you know, little thing called Katrina. Here. Well, I'm sorry, what?
Seven people were shot in Northwest this past weekend.
And the cities are... Yeah. I was watching
You made
video.
The right choice. You left.
I was watching a video out of Brooklyn. Might have been Brooklyn or it might have been... It might have been in the city, in New York City, of a community organizer stabbed to death in front of his girlfriend by an 18-year-old who was ranting and raving and absolutely unprovoked. And the guy came over and he was attacking like cars and kicking cars. And the guy said, and then he said, "What are you looking at?" And you see the guy come over. It's madness. And I know that in your Washington, D.C. area, you run a pretty serious gauntlet all the time of people that are on the street that may or may not engage. It's a weird time, you know? It really is.
I liked when it comes to that, I think you kind of get numb to it. Like, it's got to be something crazy now for me to go nuts. The one time Charlie and I were sitting at M&T Bank in the bank manager's office, just, you know, doing the general business and transactions, nothing crazy. And we're at the ground level. It's a you know, commercial real estate, first floor, big bay window. And I look to the left of me, and there's this guy with his pants around his ankles and his ding dong hanging out. Very impressive.
Incredible. But,
and he's doing the helicopter dance and saying, "Look at me!" and banging on the glass.
Yeah.
You got to do that now to shake my core. Like, you have to
because
do that.
Because you're so used to it.
I'm so numb to it. Somebody, we were in the Volvo going home. Was 3 nights ago. No, this is from 3 nights ago on a Friday, and early, 7-ish. No one's crazy drunk that time. Like, it wasn't like a full fledged let's get hammered for St. Patty's Day. And then someone came up to our door. We're at M and Wisconsin, which for in the D.C. area, it's Georgetown, and they start banging on the passenger side window. Just like banging on it crazy in a crazy manner. And then thank God Santos started barking. They just ran away.
Just, you know, the world is going
It's the
mad.
City. The
dogs
big city.
And cats falling from the sky.
Yeah.
Living together.
Yeah, unless,
dogs and cats living together.
Unless it's full frontal nudity, male nudity.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody trying to attack you. I'm so numb to it. What I can't get past is, you know, the shootings.
Yeah.
So.
That guy at the bank that was outside the window, did he get his loan?
No. He crab walked across the street with his pants around his ankles. And then he like went to there's a new dentist up there and he harassed them. And I was like, well, he'll be busy today.
Well, he's got a schedule to keep.
Yes.
Got to hit the bank, got to hit the dentist.
The dental spa.
Hey, it's not going to take care of itself. That's no, my that's new true. Line. I just want to say that for well, the
Mike,
sake of saying it.
I don't know
it's
about
gonna
that.
It's not going to take care of itself.
That's a good line for a guy wearing that underwear.
I am.
He wasn't.
All right, give me a moment. I have to get a charger. I'm terribly sorry.
No, it's
talk
all
amongst
right.
yourselves. I'll yeah. be right
yes.
back.
Well, it's gotten consistently worse, Oscar. I think.
How's Leesburg treating you?
Leesburg is that's so it. Far
on
away
that note,
from everything.
I'll see you in about a half an hour.
Thank
see
you
later.
Right. You know what? I'm very lucky to be out here because it's so far away from everything
yeah.
that it wasn't affected much. I think that you see a general change in mood since the pandemic.
Did you feel it in the city when you came in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh
right.
yeah, it's a different energy.
It's
a
like
very
a
so-
it's
different
like sod energy.
It is a sod
it
energy.
It is a sod energy.
And it starts to happen right as you cross the Roosevelt Bridge. You get across the Roosevelt Bridge and you start to feel it. You see people that are not happy and they're, you know, wandering. They don't look like they're walking anywhere. It looks like they're yeah. just walking. And,
yeah, and I don't want to paint. I don't know. I'd love to hear from people in other cities.
Yeah.
We're lucky that, you know, we have a business that runs pretty well, and we're making certain moves to grow the business, which is fantastic.
Right.
And I feel lucky and blessed because it wasn't always like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are great years and there are okay years. And
well, for those of you who, you know, are, you know, they think our mask years and all of our sort of pandemic mentality stuff is behind us, it's not. It's affected everything. And people, I think, are still depressed and in a dark frame of mind because of it. And I think that's what yields a lot of that
nah,
stuff.
I think
you
they
don't think so?
Don't want to come back to work, which I'm fine by. I agree with them. Like, God bless you.
No, I'm not talking about them so much. I'm talking about the people that are in the city and waving
what
their ding-dongs
mean?
At the bank.
Oh, I that's think, mental health. It's the great divide. It's they
but
don't have
don't
the right
you
resources.
Think, don't you think that the COVID lifestyle or the COVID headspace
lifestyle.
Has aggravated. I don't mean lifestyle. I mean
yes, headspace. Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome to the COVID lifestyle. Yes, sir. Enjoy
we're not
the
booking
last 3 days.
Mike, yeah. We're not booking it, any rooms.
COVID exasperated a lot of the mental health issues.
Exacerbated.
I'm sorry. Exacerbated?
Right. Exacerbated.
I thought he said it right. What did he say?
Exacerbated.
Exacerbated.
Exacerbated. That's hold on. Correct. The person that said my English was improving, here you go. Exacerbated.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
That'll do.
The you know that so let's just take the mental health and the homeless situation out of this for
okay.
2 seconds. I'm talking about people like us, the fortunate
okay.
that
okay.
have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I'm talking about
I'm not you know, I got a tuition payment coming out this week. I don't consider myself all that fortunate. It's
you
tough.
Can make it.
No, we're trying to get some little, you know. Little
yeah, but you up. Have levers to pull. It's not like
I
you're
do
destitute.
Have levers to pull.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're lucky to have levers.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, look at Mike. He can't even find a charger.
Yeah, God
these are bad
it.
Times.
So for me, I'm saying like the people I deal with was as a general public of,
yeah.
you know, business people coming through work and people that have to slay the dragon. They feel like I feel like some of them that are starting to come in, they seem like they're great, but they're not necessarily happy to be back in the city.
No, I agree with
right?
that.
The Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday crew does not seem happy to be back in the city.
No, I agree.
And I was like, I never left.
But what Welcome. I was saying, is outside of the commuters and everything, just the whole
That's
mindset.
That's obvious though, right?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
you're making an obvious statement here.
We're all a little darker.
Yeah,
than
this
we
isn't like
been,
you're not getting deep into the psyche of like, did things get worse during COVID? They did.
No,
sorry,
well, of
I got
course
the wrong
they did.
One. I'll be right back.
That's oh my right. God. Poor man. I swear he's not 80. Like he's literally he's a spry 60.
And looking better than ever.
So for me,
and 64.
I love it when somebody comes in, they're like, I can't believe there's people in the office. And I'm like, we've been here the whole time.
I know. It is nice. It was, you know what? When I came in last week and saw a full, what's that?
He said, well, Rob hasn't been here the whole time. But
yeah,
but to your, I love it. You're a better person at home.
When I went in, I guess last Friday or a week ago Friday.
Friday, yes.
And we had everybody on site. It was a great feeling to see everyone on site.
Let me
you
give
forget
you
that
perspective
happens.
Here.
Okay.
Everybody's here on site except for you on a regular basis.
So when I show up, it's very special.
Yeah, but you said everybody was there. We're here every day.
I know, but I was talking about just for me. That when I saw everyone there, can we please make it about me just for a moment?
Mac,
I know.
To a person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, other than one person coming back from like vacation or out of state.
I love this. That was such a window into your soul. I love it.
I am out of state. And also a lot of people refer to my job as on vacation. So it was a big deal that I showed up. But to my eyes, okay, here's what I can say.
Yes.
When I show up, everyone's there.
Did you know?
COVID was sad.
Yes.
And no one wants to work.
I work in a workstation right now that now if you looked at my seat next to me, it looks like there's seriously a crazy person living in here.
Mike, it's like, do you think COVID was sad?
When Rob said that, I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm a simple man, Oscar.
You are. Not,
I live in an area where it's still poo-pooed.
We're not talking about what people believe in it or not, but we're talking about like the overall actually it's not even worth getting into because Rob
people still pop
Rob's
with it
idiot.
Though my sister I
Rob's
didn't even mention
idiot.
This to you guys yes. My sister had it last month.
Yeah, people have it all the time. They just
all
move on.
Mm-hmm. You move on with life.
Move on.
Did she send you a picture of her health report?
Well, I don't understand that.
She's doing a TV.
You know, when you do inside when I have been out of the room for 2 minutes, that doesn't work with me. Just like I'm a listener that just tuned in.
This is a 14-year-old running bit. Did she send you a picture of her health report?
Oh, a birthday picture.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't know what you were talking about. I was trying to catch up because I had to step
out.
Well,
there was no catch up. It was
the only
statement.
The only thing you missed is that I'm an idiot. And
yes.
You knew this.
Yeah. Rob was vaping and waxing poetic about having everybody back at work this past Friday because he stopped by to pick up a webcam. Right. And I said, we're here all the time. He goes, well, I'm not there all the time. So it felt like everybody was there.
Yeah, if you want everyone to be there, I have to show up. I'm the missing link. I'm like
Did
the
you
last
enjoy
cube.
Your time being back in the office?
It was nice. It was nice to see everybody and to talk to people.
Well, I have good news for you. Because,
what's that?
Oscar told me that no. I'm just
kidding. No. People can
just gonna, stop your heart
I think for a everybody, second. That this is what's wild, is we've offered everybody here the ability to work from home except for Mac.
Mac has worked at home.
You have to earn
on
that.
This show.
Yes, he has. At a very diminishing returns. And and for me, I felt like when we offered it to certain people that we could trust at home, all of them like, I like coming in.
Yeah. I have to say, did you guys think back in the day when I started doing the show on the road. Do you remember what a big deal it was in my mind where I'm like, will the audience respond to it?
Yeah.
And now it's SOP everywhere. Like everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's on major network television. It's like everywhere. I didn't know it would happen that fast, that this would be the norm. But I still, as you're talking now, I just think to myself, I reminisce about when we were all in that room together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd see the behaviors and the moods and everything between tapings and stuff like that. It was
it was fun. I miss having the energy of interns at a high level.
Yes, that's I miss that terribly.
Yeah, so you just don't even terribly. with the interns we have here. We just probably for the best. For legal reasons, we don't engage with them on a regular basis like we used to.
Oh, God, if it was today, with what I did to interns over the years.
Rob would have sued you.
I would be sitting on a fat pile of money right now.
You would. I can see you on the stand going,
and then
they put us in a wig, put on fluorescent green shorts three sizes too small, and made me go to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
You know what the worst thing?
Don't you wish you were me.
Do you know what the worst thing about that was? And that was the first time I think I was really put forefront in a bit on the show, is dressed up in that ridiculous bra and wig and shorts and
show business, baby.
To the Bay Bridge.
Goddamn
to
funny.
Wave at people for 4 hours. The worst part about that is when it was done, I still had to cross the Bay Bridge to come back in.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. Very frustrating. Speaking of young people, I know we talk maybe sometimes to a fault. We talk about what we're consuming. But, you know, it's what Americans talk about. What we're, especially yeah,
there's so much
certain times
to consume.
Of year. This is one of, lots yeah. of stuff out there to consume. I'm watching a listener-recommended program, and I think Oscar watched all of it, too,
yes.
Called The Airman. And it's with the thing that made me hesitate.
Is it the Airman?
Was the Elvis guy, because I feel like he's always doing that. Hey, Elvis. Masters of the Air.
Yeah, I was
Masters
like, what?
Is it a Netflix thing? What is it?
No, it's on Apple TV Plus.
It's on Apple TV.
Apple TV okay. Plus. And it got me to thinking about my father and about these people that doesn't have to be World War II. It can be anybody that's putting themselves in the line of fire. And just what Masters of the Air has done better than many movies I've seen. And I really, when you talk about a modern day World War II movie, you don't get much better than Saving Private Ryan.
I agree.
And Saving Private Ryan there was much discussion about the mixture of CGI and the action sequences that made it so graphic. With all that said, in the first episode that I watched of this show, and I'm only on number one, it conveyed to me better than any other content like that. And I'm talking about World War II movies, documentaries, any of them. There's so much content about it because it's such a seminal time in mm-hmm. our history. I don't think I've watched a program that allowed me to project myself into the screen and feel the enormous fear that those young men must have felt. I have had the pleasure over at Cocoonville of chatting up I believe he's the uncle of a friend of mine, another Mark Miller, who okay. was a naval aviator himself. And this guy, I believe, flew bomber missions over Europe. And it is... I just reflect sometimes where, you know, we all say support the troops and we all like to get behind the troops. Is it strange for me to wonder if people ever really do a deep thought on what physical courage was essential for these guys that mm-hmm. were up in these tubes up in the sky? Now, granted, the people on the ground didn't have it, you know, in Nazi Germany any easier, but, well, they had Hitler. And it was just, to me, I reflect back on the incredible courage that these guys, you know, young guys, 18, 19-year-old guys,
yeah.
going overseas, that'd never been out of their towns and getting into these planes, just the physical yeah. courage. And we have it with our... You know, with our military today, where they're in harm's way all over the world. And it's just truly amazing. And I think we owe them better.
So
that's all I wanted to say. I think yeah. we could all do better, couldn't we?
I agree.
Really, I really think
there's a companion doc, The Bloody Hundredth. So just for...
That's the 100th there.
Yeah, so for some background, these were the bombers that were going in and fighting all the German fighters. That
might not be airborne. It might be air command or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I want to make sure I don't screw that up.
Yeah. Mac, why don't you look that up for Mike so he has that.
Yeah, it'll correct. Say it on Masters of the Air. It'll discuss what company it was. I want to make sure I get that right because I'm not a military person.
Mike said that he might have mentioned this before in our pre-show meeting where the CGI puts you in these bombers, 10 men
yeah.
per bomber. Not all yeah. of them come back.
Right.
And the way that they like pull you into the different positions within the bomber.
Unreal.
I've never seen like something like anything like this before.
It's and it's not anything where you can say they do that and that makes it groundbreaking. It's a feeling.
Yes.
It's done so
especially back then they didn't have computer software or simulations. I mean, they really just had to go and do it.
Oh, you're saying it's all analog. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have much assistance. Yeah.
Even a movie, I call it recently. It's not recently. Matthew Modine's an old man now.
Yeah.
But even as recently as Memphis Belle.
That's the only other movie I can think of.
But they did a good job on Memphis Belle, but it was
not like
over
this.
It was over characterized.
Mm-hmm. Well, they couldn't shoot what they shot with this movie. I don't even know how they did it. It's crazy.
What they also do, and I might be in the weeds with the acting, they don't overdo it with the acting. They're all trying to be too cool. They're all young guys. They're swinging D's. Which one's Buck? The commander?
He's Elvis, yeah.
He's Elvis.
Yeah.
But
when
they're
he puts
all
on that big coat,
they're
like,
all
oh,
subtle about it
here.
And they don't do a
well,
over
that's probably,
the top
probably how it was then, because the one way you can overcompensate for fear is trying to play it cool. And you
but
have to imagine that's what
they
did. But
it's subtle. Have you seen any episodes of
it? I haven't. I will probably today after you guys talk about
it. It conveys the feeling of what it was to get into those airplanes. And it's an area. Look, there's no slighting the guys that stormed the beaches. The Navy SEALs modern day that go in there. We lost a listener's son most recently, tragically, trying to save another Navy SEAL. These young guys that have their whole lives in front of them and they're putting those lives on the line, I can't even fathom the level of bravery. But flying and they were called B-17s, Flying Fortresses, into gunfire where these
sitting
amazing
ducks.
Guns would be pointed straight up ducks. In the air with the flak. Yeah. Oh, my God. And Oscar, so we agree that you feel it like no other.
And you're just at the beginning. You get insight into essentially what happened to these bombers when they needed to make emergency landings. You get insight to what happened to some of the crew members when they had to bail, because there's a lot of that, and they were parachuting into behind enemy lines.
Can't even imagine.
Like, you get so much insight. It was a history lesson for me. I know it's a TV show, but I was like, how did I forget about this?
Mm-hmm. It's I had the honor again of playing 18 holes of golf this week with a general and a former Army Ranger, and it was me and a guy that's much younger than me, a guy in his 40s, maybe late 30s or 40s, and there's just an aura that these guys that, and they're both combat veterans, and it's just astonishing to me. What do I hear?
I was crumpling a piece of paper. I'm sorry.
Okay. It was absolutely incredible how there's an aura. I'm so in awe of the people that did this back in the day. And we don't have many of them left anymore at all.
We're leaving them by the day. And I have a question for you, Mike, and something.
You want to really feel like what it might have been like to be there. And man, they put you in there, and I guess because CGI has always been in the way of
not anymore.
That's a great way to put it. You know, that's a great way to put it.
Not anymore. This, it's not anymore. They weave it into the live action. It gets better every day. Yes, yes, Rob.
My question is, and it's occurred to me, and I talked to both of my maternal grandparents, both before they passed, but right before they passed, what it was like during the war. What's that I hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was crumpling a piece of paper. I'm just kidding.
Touche. But do you think, and this occurred to me, and this is 10, 15, 20 years ago that I was thinking this, are we less brave as a people now? Has our society advanced to a point where we are so reliant on computers and other things doing things for
us? There are still to this day, when you say it like that, there's still to this day, most recent example, the young man that
yeah, I don't
lost.
Mean to diminish the people.
No, we are not the vast majority of us. You had so many Americans that were in the middle of a dire threat to our way of life,
right?
And that hasn't happened to this country for a very, 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 very long time, and that's why I think you have people that have not been in that situation. Oscar, what is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just crumbling up a plastic bottle.
Oh, a bottle. Yes.
I think it's really, really amazing that we had grandparents and parents that did this and that did it with – they did it because it was what you did.
Yeah.
And it was collective. And they also were – I don't know.
But the heroes today.
Tom Brokaw wrote a book about the greatest generation. I still believe it.
Let me be clear. We're not diminishing those who serve now or the heroes. Excuse me. I'm sorry. What was that?
Oh, I'm playing with a dog toy.
All right. That's enough.
By the way, the 100th Bomb Group.
The 100th Bomber Group. Yeah.
100th Bomb Group.
Okay. Thank you. What do you know about World War II, Mac? Give us a synopsis.
Very sad. Very sad.
Now, be truthful. Your grandfather made a lot of money profiteering.
Yeah, didn't he invent the computer chip that beat the Axis powers?
He beat the Italians.
Much later.
Axis of Europe.
Technically, World War II was a direct cause and lead up to the invention of the computer.
Played by Jonah Hill in one of the movies. I forgot what it was.
The Imitation Game?
The Imitation Game. That's exactly
what it was. Mac's great-grandfather that was the blockade runner.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Mac, what did they teach you in college? Or high school. Sorry.
Yeah.
In high school about World War II.
I mean, it's basically the Allies versus the Axis powers, mm-hmm. Germany, Italy, Japan. Basically two different wars and two different fronts. Ooh. Europe and Japan.
Look at this guy.
It's good. Or it's not bad.
Pacific. Never really landed in Japan.
Ooh.
We bombed Japan.
We bombed Japan, but
atomic bomb. We bombed them with conventional bombs, too.
We never put soldiers on mainland Japan.
Right. We never did.
Yeah.
Don't say it to me like I don't know. My old man served in the Pacific.
He told me to say what I know.
Okay.
So I'm just saying what I know. I'm not saying you guys don't know.
That doesn't mean you can't speak to Mike. It's the Mike O'Meara show.
Civilly.
Some respect.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And who was to blame for
what? Hold on, Rob. Hold on. What, Mac? What did you say?
I was looking for something to crumple.
Touche.
Yes.
And don't worry about respecting me. I've lost respect from everyone on this
show
a long time ago.
Come on.
So anyway, it was just special. If you want, and we're throwing out these things because, look, they don't come around every day. We've got two this week. A couple of, I think the gentleman, diversion.
Yeah.
Fun, something a romp, kind of like. But this is just, it gives you a perspective on what they experienced. And I
very
just
impressive.
Am amazed by it. And the cast is great, including the Saltburn guy, who has a big, thick New York accent in this one. Barry Keoghan.
Wait till they introduce the ladies.
Look forward to that. Yes. I look forward to that. So check it out. Check it out. Mac, do you want to wrap this segment up? Because we do have to go to break.
No, thanks.
Okay. I don't have anything.
Wonderful. Appreciate it. We'll take a break, Rob Spiewak.
It's really nice that Mac just pulled a Hiroshima on the bit.
Appreciate that. Right.
Your timing.
Thank you.
Exquisite.
It could have just been a crumple.
We will
or
return with the round table and a little bit later on in the show.
My God.
Why my wife is a better person than I am.
Ah.
I'll tell you. We'll be right back, everybody. Man, I love it. I got to tell you, there it is. I got the almost full beginning of the show. Got myself an almost full, Shakey's cup? Pizza Hut cup?
Pizza Hut.
Whether you hydrate to live. Liquid IV. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. Three times. Count them. Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. So good, so easy. Just add it to your water, shake it up, and go. Try white peach, green grape. I'm drinking the lemon lime right now.
So good.
Actually, I love them all. What? Thought I heard something.
Not a thing.
He said so good.
Oh, who did?
Rob.
I did.
Okay. All right. Why'd you say not at all?
No, I first said so good, and then I thought you heard a noise, and I said there wasn't a noise, but I realized the noise was me.
And you will too. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Look, the Kraken is crackling some paper.
We start today, ladies and gentlemen, with a story about, I almost slipped and said the late, great Richard Simmons in the news today. And it kind of is appropriate talking about life and death here. Richard Simmons freaked out a lot of people yesterday. I'm not on his threads, so I don't get the notifications. He freaked people out announcing on Facebook that he's dying. The thing is, he didn't mean that he's like dying tomorrow, but it sounded like that. He said, quote, "I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we are all dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death." I thought Richard Simmons was done in all respects communicating with the world, that they weren't even able to, you know, reach him to make a documentary about him. I don't know why he's out there.
I think this is proactive for Pauly Shore, who's been harassing the man to become Richard Simmons in the movie.
I agree.
Leave me alone. I'm dying.
This is coming from Pauly's production company.
No, this is coming from Richard Simmons being like, leave me alone. I'm dying.
And then he goes on. Richard Simmons says, "Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning and look at the sky. Count your blessings and enjoy." Then he went on to preach about healthy eating, exercise, and making sure you tell your loved ones how you feel about them. While he was just trying to be inspirational, a lot of people took that dying thing literally. Well, there are a lot of people that are idiots. So he tweeted, quote, "Sorry, many of you have gotten upset about my message today. I am not dying. It was a message about saying how we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for this confusion." Well, but if you say, "I am dying," and that's the sentence, then you are really not confusing anything. You're making a statement that you screwed up by doing that.
But you got to love yourself.
He's fascinating because he's a recluse.
He's also a wackadoo.
A wackadoodle, a wackadoodle, but not a guy that didn't help a lot of people lose weight back in the day.
He would be out of a job today with GLP.
This statement and the follow-up to it doesn't exist if not for the Pauly Shore short that came out. This is Pauly Shore is pulling him back into the limelight, and he's got to say something, I think. I mean, if nothing else, he is a media guy. Richard Simmons is very savvy about it, and so he's probably responding to that.
Well, it's interesting we're talking about weight because our next story has Oprah Winfrey's Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. That special aired last night on ABC. And no, she didn't disclose which weight loss medication she takes, but she did bring in medical experts and patients to discuss obesity and the use of weight loss drugs. Oprah says she curated the special hopes of having a conversation to release the stigma, shame, and judgment that came with taking such drugs. What? I'm sorry.
She's out of touch.
Come on. I don't
care.
What's
the stigma?
There is no stigma. There's stigma. Are there people I know that are on the medication that don't want you to hear about it? Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if they're going around saying,
"Oh my God,
like,
Oscar says I didn't do a sit-up," I don't
this
care.
Is what, this would be a problem. This is what would be a problem. If somebody was running around saying, "Man, I wake up every morning and I run 3 miles and then I eat a salad for breakfast," and then if they're playing that bit, then I have a problem. If you're just losing weight,
and I'm sure there are people are
spending your hard-earned cash. Who cares?
Look, I am sure there are people that do that. You know what I care about on this equation? I care about two things.
Yes.
I care about the medication itself, long term, all of it. That's what I read about. That's what I care about. That's what I occupy my time with. I want to see if it's continuing to get good results with long term studies, and it's been out for a long, long time anyway. Yeah. That's what I care about. The other thing I care about is when I put my feet on the scale in the morning, what's that number going to be, and how are my
clothes going to fit? Got a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Do I care about stigma or anything? I think that, look, with all due respect to Oprah Winfrey, I think you're creating something that doesn't need to be created.
Because she made a fortune running around telling everybody to get on Weight Watchers.
Right.
And then she's out.
And then she's like, Well, and I, in fairness, I don't blame Oprah. Like, this is, you have to pivot. This is the new, this is the new it. Do it.
Look, I'm fine. And if somebody wants to, shaming others, I am so sick of that
leave
word,
Oprah
shaming.
Alone.
I am so sick of hearing
leave
shaming.
Leave Oprah alone right now.
You know, there's a guy that says he doesn't like the logo on our hats. Is that shaming our hats? F you. We're going to sell out. I don't care what you say. You're giving me more advertising for my hats. That's fine. Rock and roll. But shaming, where I'm in there going, oh, no, I wanted to. Look, do you have to go public with it? No. I don't care what you do. It's like getting plastic surgery and not telling people you don't get plastic surgery. I don't care that people know that I'm on this. I sell them. I'm fine with that. That's it. But I
Why
I've never
should we
felt
be ashamed?
Shame.
We're men. Women celebrate plastic surgery.
I make a joke about you saying, and I tell people, I've told 50 people what you said.
It's the best-selling
point. It's hysterically funny.
It's so accurate. Yeah. No exercise. Do nothing. And lose weight.
That's not exactly accurate. But so that's
a lie.
But I said, it's funny.
My mom does nothing, and she loses weight.
But she doesn't eat.
Yeah, but that medicine is the medicine
it's
makes
not
you,
like this.
The medicine
you can
makes
go and eat three pizzas.
I know the medicine makes you stop eating over. It makes you stop overeating. The medicine does.
It doesn't make you stop overeating. It assists you with overeating. There is still the intellectual exercise that I enjoy every day of logging my food, logging my weight.
But you're not doing it with superpowers. You're doing it because the medicine's allowing you to do it.
The medicine is allowing me to do it, and I'm grateful.
My mom
for that.
Says if you
but
overeat
you have to
on this
own
medicine,
the fact that your sit-up comment was a lighthearted comment.
No, it's
and it
a selling comment. If people hate exercise,
Rob, he'll never give up.
People
on
hate
that.
Exercise.
I tell people how funny that is.
Well, when he says
people laugh when I share what you said about me, where I said and not one sit-up, everybody laughs at that.
Be
own
fair,
that joke.
When Oscar makes a joke that works, he gets excited.
I wasn't excited. It's a medical fact. You don't have to exercise on this medicine.
Sit-ups would, I would not lose weight at the rate that I was losing weight if I did not, A, count my calories,
yes.
B, log my weight, C, have an outdoor activity where I move.
Yes.
And I get up and I'm outdoors.
And have an indoor activity where you move.
How many have you?
Bowling.
How many have you lost? How many pounds have you lost?
80, in the vicinity of 80,
okay.
I gained a little bit.
I'm going to hazard a guess. You'd probably lose 70 just doing nothing.
I don't know. All I am trying to do, Pitbull, is I am trying to acknowledge that you said something funny. And
but I didn't even think it was funny because it's just facts.
Do you believe him, Rob? That he said he didn't think it was funny.
Knows
I see it in my mom.
He knows it's
my mom's
funny.
Done
he
knows zero. She has a treadmill.
He won't give up.
The line hasn't moved in months, but she's skinnier.
How is she doing with her weight loss?
She's great.
By the way.
She does nothing. She sits on the couch. She gets skinnier every week with that shot once a week. Now that it's going in her body, done.
Yep.
Stop shaming me.
No, I literally look at her treadmill. I said the line hasn't moved. She's like, I'm going to try it one day, and I'm like, oh, you're losing weight. You're good.
All right. Here's the point I wanted to make about Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
I think Oprah tends to overdramatize her. Oprah could buy countries in Europe. I mean, she says, quote, I have to say that I took on the shame that the world gave to me. For more than 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport. I was ridiculed on every late night.
Didn't she do this already with that big?
I am known as
she does
LFF.
It all the time.
Yeah. I am known on websites as the lazy fat F. I don't get out and talk about shaming or I want to do that. Like
Mike,
that.
It means so much more when you hear it from Oprah.
It's also.
And I pulled a clip from last night.
Please,
can I play
please,
it? I know you
read
a quit here.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll do anything for food.
Okay,
I can eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops,
you,
24 frankfurters.
You hit the nail on the head where you're like, we don't need this like apology or clarification round. And it's doing nothing except for because I feel like she's getting some backlash, which she shouldn't. And I also feel like we have like an announcement of a board seat.
You mean getting it for the weight loss and the medications and stuff like that? Yeah, who cares?
Well, she's controlling the narrative or doing her
because
best.
Because she's obsessed with the narrative.
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
And look, I have a guy walk up to me. And one of the funniest things ever said to me about was my buddy Pat. And because I project who I am, both on this show and in my personal life, I take a lot of crap because I enjoy
it. That's what we do.
I love the sparring. It's funny. And when he said to me, it's beautiful. It was just one of the best moments. He says, you know, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. And when anybody says that to you,
I know.
I start smiling because I know ball busting is coming. He goes, when someone would ask if that was you in the group, the foursome that was playing in front of us, I would say, which one's Mike O'Mara? And because they knew you did a show, I'd say, he's the fat guy. And then this is literally, he goes, I don't say that anymore. Thanks, Pat. Thanks for the incredible compliment.
That was
so funny to me.
But he was telling you that you're skinny.
I have been aware of my weight my whole life. I am aware that when you're fat, you know, we combat it with humor. But the greatest line, it was on the Johnny Carson show with Louis Anderson, that, you know, people say, why do you make all those fat jokes? And he says to the audience, well, I know, because if I didn't, you'd be out in the audience and you'd say, do you think he knows he's that big? And that gets true. A massive laugh, which is so brilliant. One of the best routines on weight I've ever heard a comedian do. And then he said, you think I just noticed this? I woke up in the morning, looked in the mirror and went, oh, no. Honey, get in here. That's the way I feel about it, too. Did it make me happy? Absolutely not. And there were times when I was more self-conscious about it than others. But the shaming, please, can we just stop with the shaming about everybody?
And stop making fun of fat people.
Let comedians be coming.
You know?
It's terrible. Like,
can we still make fun of short people?
Short people are good.
Okay. No, fat is, you know, I mean, I tell this story about the pilot that was like at least over three bills that sat in the middle seat next to me on a plane. And I literally was the last seat and I saw him coming up the aisle. And I said, please, God, no, because I was fat too. I said, please, Jesus, baby Jesus, please do not sit. And then there he comes. He comes into my aisle, sits his fat ass down next to my fat ass, and then proceeds to, in 6 seconds, out, sound asleep, tarmac, take off. Entire
phenomenal.
Flight, 2.5 hours.
What
and,
a gift.
It's a joke. She ended the conversation for saying, on an inclusive note, saying, quote, for people who feel happy and healthy celebrating life in a bigger body and don't want the medications, I say, bless you. That's right, Oprah. Keep the umbrella open.
That's like getting a blessing from the Pope. That's a
big
deal.
For all the people who believe diet and exercise is the best and only way to lose excess weight, bless you too if that works for you. And for the people who think that this could be the relief and support and freedom that you've been looking for your whole life, bless you too, because there is space for all points of view.
How long before
that
she
just
buys
me nuts for some reason? You
how
know?
Long before she buys Mounjaro?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she's
going to be on the board.
Manjaro.
She's
going to
be on the board.
People.
She'll announce it in like two weeks.
She's not telling people what it is.
Once,
she's not
once her
paid
stock
for
gets vested.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're it. Right.
That's the way that goes. Here's something a little lighter and
I get
more
it.
Fun. The makers of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I just laugh at that title, are really going all in. Not only do they have a sequel hitting theaters next week, but they're planning on an entire cinematic universe. And they're calling it the Pooniverse. Sounds a little naughty to me.
I think that the Bang Brothers already did that.
Inspired by the Marvel Cinematic Universe, with a dash of Freddy versus Jason thrown in, they have a series of interconnected movies in the works leading up to one big monster mash that unites them all. And here are some of the things. After Pooh 2, we will get Bambi the Reckoning.
Oh, that's funny.
Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. Oh. And my favorite, Pinocchio Unstrung. I
so
love this.
Great. All these things are they're floating into the public domain, so they're jumping while the iron is hot.
It all culminates in 2025 with Pooniverse Monsters Assemble, featuring the combined evil forces of Pooh, Tigger, Rabbit, Owl, Piglet, Pinocchio, Sleeping Beauty, Bambi, the Mad Hatter, Peter Pan, and Tinkerbell. It's a bloodbath.
Can't you just see Eeyore with a 2x4 with a nail sticking out of it?
Oh, my God. He's killing us. Today is the first day of spring.
Spring.
Even though it may not feel like it. How's it feel where you boys are?
It's 40 degrees.
Oh, dear God. Most of the country, it is spring, but even if it's cold, it's cold in most of the country.
Yeah.
If you're not going to turn down free ice cream on the first day of spring, are you?
Talk to me.
Dairy Queen is celebrating the arrival of spring with Free Cone Day.
Are you going, Charlie?
Yes, I am, Rob. I'm going to eat all the ice cream cones.
How long? Didn't you used to work at Dairy Queen, Charlie?
No, I worked at all of them. If it was in Iverson Mall, Charlie
Iverson
worked
Mall.
There.
That's a good
let
one.
Let me see. Participating non-mall. Oh, it's not in the mall. Participating non-mall locations are giving out free small vanilla cones to all guests with a limit of one per person.
Big deal.
If you're wondering why today is the first day of spring, it has nothing to do with the weather outside or what groundhogs say. In the Northern Hemisphere, spring officially begins with the vernal equinox, which occurs between March 19th and the 21st, depending on the year. An equinox happens twice a year at the points when the Earth's tilt toward the sun make it so that day and night last the same amount of time. In fact, the world equinox comes from two Latin words meaning equal and nox being night.
Ooh.
There you are.
Johnny Knox.
So that cream you get for a sunburn is night zima.
Night zima. Thank you. That's exactly right.
Yes.
Nox zima.
Yeah.
Stille Nacht. Finally today, a man whose 11-foot, 750-pound pet alligator was removed by conservation officials from his home in upstate New York this week has vowed to regain custody of his beloved pet. Tony Cavallaro of Hamburg, New York. Tony Cavallaro, he's a good boy with an 11-foot alligator. Up in New York, of all places. I admire that he got the thing all the way up there. Probably when it was a baby. He added an in-ground swimming pool. Got to be cold up there for that swimming pool.
I think so.
To allow his gator, Albert, to swim and cool off while illegally keeping him in his backyard. The alligator is about 30 years old, blind in both eyes, and has spinal issues, according to the DEC. The agency alleged that Cavallaro allowed members of the public to get into the water to pet the unsecured alligator. What could possibly go wrong? He said he has retained an attorney and intends to bring Albert back home, which I think is fantastic.
When I hear the name Cavallaro, I think of
Cavallaro.
Bobby Cavallari or Cava.
Bobby Callum. What was it? Cavallari. What's the guy? The actor?
Cavallari.
Cannavale. Carla's favorite, Bobby Cannavale with his giant
thing. Telling
off. Yeah, Mike, he also had an 11-foot gator.
There you go. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's talk about Naked Wines, the subscription service that links you directly to the world's best independent winemakers. Enjoy a case of top-quality wines at a fraction of the store price, up to 60% off, by connecting winemakers to wine enthusiasts like you. Naked Wines cuts out the middlemen. Hate those middlemen. It lets you savor exclusive award-winning wines without breaking the bank. The cabs I got were extraordinary. And the off chance you don't like a bottle, they will give you a credit so you can find one you love. Naked Wine sure is fine. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password. To get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included, that's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. I want to tell you that two things here. I want to talk to Rob about this Rolls-Royce thing he's all upset about.
I'm not sure. I'm just going to step out of frame real quick. I just got to grab something. I'm so sorry. I'll be right back. Keep going, guys.
And the first thing I would like to tell you is this is why, Rob Spiewak, that Carla is a better person than I am.
Yeah, you teased this in the pre-show meeting. You say that she is the better person than you. And
this
that
is
remains
how
to be seen. Yeah,
this is how she shut me down. All right. She shut me down. I said, Carla comes back from the store. She's got a rubber dog treat, like one of these rubber bones. And it's a cute little treat. And then she's got this giant stuffed animal. And she brings one of these stuffed creatures home. And Winslow grabs it, rips the ears off it, shreds it, and then there is stuffing
yes.
all over the floor.
Now, I can so
there was
relate.
Stuffing both in our living room and in our marital bedroom, covering the floor last night. This morning, she had cleaned up the living room. I said to her, Carla, why? Why do you do this when he is just going to trash the house? I wrote down what she said to me. Let me see. Where did I put it? She said, Winslow enjoys them. And I said, right there, mm-hmm. she is a better person. She does not mind the mess. She does not mind the trashed house because it makes her dog happy. And this is why she is the dog whisperer and I am the monster that I am. And, you know, it's the same way when Oscar was supportive to you yesterday when you were talking about your journey and
yeah.
I was being flip and, I get it. I think I have a heart filled with love, but sometimes I just don't understand.
Mike, so, I'm with yes. you because, you know, Sebastian is a toy destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Linus never played with toys to speak of.
Not Brighton.
And No, Linus is smarter than Sebastian. I think he's above using toys. Sebastian will tear and rip immediately. And you just have to let him have it. That's his thing.
Yeah.
You know,
and, you know, what a lovely pet owner. And that's why she is the dog whisperer. And
yeah,
I'm
well,
just
bless
somebody
her.
That,
yeah.
And by the way, Winslow loves me. Was on my lap all morning. I had my computer in my lap and he was between me and the computer getting petted and he loved it. So
what you should do, Mike, is you should put some stuffing in your jacket.
Yeah, you can,
and let him rip it out.
I remember when we were down at the bottom of a huge gator from the pet store.
Yes, it had like... It
all
had
all
like
the
15
squeaky toys,
squeakers
right?
in it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he ripped
yeah,
it apart.
But sometimes if it's not, well, you know what? Winslow is so powerful. He will just, there's no coming back from the toys. Like Santos will tear something up and then I just put the stuffing back in the toy and then he'll do it all over again.
He's a very gentle yeah. dog. Santos, he's more of a player than a destroyer. He can destroy, but he plays with the toys.
Yeah, yeah. Winslow, when Winslow goes outside, and sometimes I will really take a chance in the middle of the night. I'm talking like 3:30 mm-hmm. in the morning where for some reason he's up. If he's up, he's got to go. He's got a problem. And I will slip out the back in my beautiful briefs that yep. I bought. That
you
don't
get the
fit.
Peanut butter?
And no, I will let him outside and he will walk two steps outside and suddenly go.
Oh, cool.
And I know
oh,
he's no. locked yeah. on something and I'm like, please
like
don't,
a gecko.
Please don't. He said, no Winslow, no yeah. Winslow, no Winslow. But he's, yeah, I guess terriers. Well, you see, ever see those rat
yeah,
videos
yeah, yeah, yeah.
where they
yeah.
send the terriers into yeah. the mm-hmm. farms to get the mm-hmm. rat?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love watching that. Anyway, on to, so way to go. Salute. Lady,
yeah,
and thank you for making
lady.
Me. Carla made me feel better last night. I'd had a rough day, and
look out.
Won't go into the details. No, stop it. It's not. It was just I needed. I needed. Sometimes you gotta have a partner that just gives you what you need at the moment. You
That's
need.
Sweet.
And
sure.
Thank you for that. So
must
it was
be
good.
Nice.
On to
some of us live alone.
Not. You were going to talk. What were you so pissed off about Rolls-Royce?
Okay, they've come out with a new model. Now, the Rolls-Royce is an expensive car, period, right?
I disagree.
And when I think of a Rolls-Royce, I think, what, maybe $150,000, $200,000 for a new
no.
one?
No.
Maybe
you,
I'm totally...
I,
no, wait, 1970.
You live in such a small, myopic world of Leesburg.
Okay, can I talk for a
if
second?
If you think it's $100,000.
I'm just correcting you on something you had. You're off
and
by $150,000.
I'm wrong, but I didn't know how wrong I was. Thanks to the Rolls-Royce Arcadia. Have you seen it?
No.
I have not seen the Rolls-Royce Arcadia. I've seen
it has
a
list price, Mike. It has a list price.
Are we going to have a picture of it?
Let us get. Let us guess. Let us guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Mac, throw
and
it up there.
It is inspired by a yacht.
Oh, this is $1 million.
Yeah, it's got the back.
$1 million Rolls Royce.
It's a coupe.
Oh, you have such a myopic.
I could be wrong,
Oscar.
Oh, good, good.
Yes,
good.
You could be.
That car right there is $2.5 million.
It is $31 million.
Well, tell us
is
what's
it one
in,
of
then,
one.
That's, it's.
No, it is entirely hand-built, inspired by
they all are.
Classic, inspired by classic boat work. There's a lot of yeah. woodwork in it. If
okay.
you can get one of the overhead shots, Mac, where you can see
you'll
behind
see, like,
the
you'll
seats,
see the teak.
Where, Yeah, you can see all
so
the teak.
Oh, so it's got a teak deck like a boat would have.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
It is.
Sorry. I know they're expensive, but
this is a new guy.
I love it.
This is the Arcadia Droptail. Arcadia translates to heaven on earth.
Oh.
And this is what they're selling for $31 million.
Any more deets on what's in there for 30? Because it still
it's
doesn't make
be
sense
one
that
of
it would
one
be 31
for 31.
A V12 engine, 22-inch alloy wheels.
Nothing special. I mean, when I say nothing special in the world of Rolls Royces that are well under $1 million.
Yeah,
that's why I don't understand the $31 million.
It has aquatic-styled woodwork made from exclusive Santos straight grain. I don't even know what that is.
Santos.
Congressman Santos?
Yeah. No, the dog.
George Santos.
The area behind the Droptail's doors evokes that of a yacht's jib and even has sail cowls. Anything, Mike, as a boater?
That's gimmicky to me.
Yeah, it seems
that's
to
gimmicky.
Me.
I don't, but I'm still trying to get to the 31 mil price
How
tag.
How many hours do you think each vehicle required in woodwork alone?
That would be okay.
That's
so
a big
right
deal,
there,
woodwork.
That's your 31 mil. How many hours?
8,000 hours per model of woodwork to build one of
just
them.
Woodwork.
Just woodwork.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has a 76-piece rear deck that stretches to the car's brake lights, laid at a perfect 55-degree angle for aerodynamics. But I think that once you get over $25 million, isn't that too much to spend for a car?
I actually, Rob, I thought this was going to be a $400,000 vehicle.
That's what I thought. They'd be happy on the tops.
I sat in a Rolls-Royce Wraith, and I was like, this is the nicest effing car I've ever been in.
Is that a new model?
It's a coupe.
Like this one, or
it's been around for a handful of years. And I remember sitting in it. I you know, it's not a big deal. It's John Warner. He's got a beautiful car collection. Senator Warner's son, John Warner the fourth, if I'm not mistaken. And we did a production for him, and he's got two like cartoon size barns. That are car barns that are just gorgeous, and every single car you'd ever imagine are there in the outskirts of the city. And I was like, is that a Wraith? And he's like, yeah. And so, you know, Charlie, Mike, you've been around wealthy people. So is Charlie, for that matter. The only two people I know that know a lot of wealthy people. And when you're wealthy, you don't even think twice about someone mentioning a lot. It's like their car, right? So like, do you want to drive it?
Yeah.
Get in. And I'm like, I don't want to break anything. But he was so kind to show me like suicide doors, how it opens. I was almost comfortable enough to ask him how much it cost, but then I realized I had Google. So then I would not be as tacky as that. But I've never in my life would have even fathomed a production car that's going to be $32 million.
And it's
they have a red one that they'll sell for 30 though. So if you want that, that's better.
The idea of the La Rose Noir and the Amethyst, those are the Arcadia's lower sections are painted a unique silver color rather than fully or partially exposed. Carbon fiber, other exterior bits such as 22-inch wheels and the grille surrounded. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It's BS.
Oh, you mean what?
Make no mistake. No, with all due respect to the Rolls-Royce Corporation, when you're selling this, you are targeting. All of it is marketing. Do you think Rolex makes the best watches? Not in a million years. But Rolex has thrust their image out there with advertising. It's the same thing with Rolls-Royce. That's how they do it. This money that's in this car, is the woodwork 8,000 hours? Yeah, it is. But don't make no mistake. This is getting that word out and sharing with the world. That's what it's all about. And a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley, when you see one up close and personal, there are two things you notice. How special they are on the inside, because they really look cool, and how car-like they are on the outside, because it's really sheet
just
metal.
A car. Yeah.
It's a car. This one with the teak and all that, it's an interesting look. But make no mistake, that's what it's about. And it's not, you know, you couldn't probably.
It's not practical,
if you broke out a spreadsheet.
You don't drive it.
If you broke out a spreadsheet and you said, this is what we paid our guy to do this. This is what we paid our guy to do this. They, you get to the bottom of that and say, well, then where does the other $29
million? This level of luxury doesn't quantify time tracking.
Doesn't. Right? Doesn't matter. Same with the jet, with all that. You don't. When you get into that stratosphere, it doesn't matter. And, you know, and by the way, you can go all the way down to a really nice Mercedes that'll get you a dirty look, just like the Rolls Royce that'll get you a dirty look.
My takeaway from reading this article, and it's an amazing looking car, I have to
admit. You're a boat guy. This is right up your alley.
This is beautiful. But I would say if you really want the Arcadia, wait and buy a used one.
Thank you.
There you go. And then wait for those financing rates to come down.
Yeah. That's right. I bought mine at CarMax.
There you go. Yeah. Don't try to sell it there.
No.
Anyway.
Rookie.
We have to take a break. We will come back and talk about Santos, the lovely dog Santos.
Good boy.
Taking a lover. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, discovering quality kids' clothes just got easier because Caden Lane has cracked the code. Founded in 2005 by a single mom with a passion for creating better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes, Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. Caden Lane is more than just hype. They have over 70,000 five-star reviews, and millions of satisfied customers experience softness like never before. You can add personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. If you're already thinking about summer, Caden Lane's new swim collection is here for worry-free fun in the sun. Keep the little darling sensitive skin safe with their UPF 50 plus sun protection swimwear. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to CadenLane.com/TMOS for 20% off. Beautiful stuff. And make sure to use the promo code, that's TMOS, like on the hat right here, so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of these, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, these hats, like the one I'm wearing right here, brand new,
9 a.m. Eastern.
They go on sale Friday morning at 9 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. All right, Oscar, Santos has taken has gotten into
a
relationship or something.
If, you know, it's springtime, love is in the air. And if Santos wasn't in full rehab mode, as he goes once a week to this aquatic treadmill at Aquapaws, I wouldn't mind. Not a big deal. I've been taking him to the park lately, and he just meets this little Labrador. It's a she. Her name is Casey. And like, he just wants to hump her. And I got to get her off. Like, and I'm like,
and it is the time of year. Don't poo-poo.
But you're going to, he's gonna tear his other ACL.
He's gonna pop an ACL when he's trying to bone.
Well, you see, Oscar, this is very common when people are in rehab. They reach out. They're needy. And so many people have these relationships. It happened with John Belushi. You know, when you're in rehab, you want to find love. And you have to embrace
it. I brought this up not for to ask a dumb question that maybe you guys have an answer to.
Yeah.
If he's fixed, why does he still want to do that?
Because the fix is the swimmers. You're not producing the swimmers, but you can still get the lipstick,
just like
and
Rob.
You can still experience it. It's like a vasectomy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Am I right?
You're exactly right. And
that's what it is. So they still can get horny. You know,
but we need
I think
to keep
the sex drive is diminished in a dog that's neutered or spayed.
Calms them.
How
it
did you feel
them,
afterwards, Rob?
Sore. No,
but it
doesn't
diminish your sex drive.
No, not at all.
That
not
happened
all.
Later.
Yes, of course. That was years of bad living. If we can,
funny.
Let's keep this on the DL because this is going to break Linus's heart. Because Linus has never pursued and humped as vigorously as when he met Santos.
Yeah, that was sad.
It was a thing.
It was aggressive in nature.
It was Julia's graduation
Santos
party.
Is a male also, right?
I know, but it was to the point that when Linus would step back and look at Santos from like six feet away, his back would start to go up and down. Like he'd start pumping from a distance.
He would look at Santos and start hump. He would look from a distance at Santos and start air.
He would gyrate.
He would.
He was and doing then, the...
Yeah.
And well, Santos is an attractive, more attractive dog than yeah, Linus as fluffy. Far as like...
Well, I would say that Santos is the Timothy Chalamet of dogs.
On that note, thank you. Good luck with rehab.
Lots don't tell Linus
that. Rehab. That's fantastic. I enjoy that. We've got a flip side, ladies
we
and gentlemen,
do.
That we're going to have for you. And by the way, if you just tuned in...
Yeah.
Oh, you missed show and tell a little earlier.
Look who's back. Our friend. Hello, old friend.
Oh, God. My goodness. Hey, everybody. I want to talk about weight loss.
You are a master showman.
Dermglow. Maybe I'll make... Hold on. Let me do this. I'll make a puppet.
Oh. Wow. He's a regular Bob Brown, Oscar. Famous puppet.
Bob Brown.
Yes. Right. Oh, and he's got glasses. Oh,
nice.
People love this.
Just in time for Halloween.
Hey, everybody. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Let's go. Dermglowskin.com is the...
A better.
Hi, everybody. Look at my jowls. Yeah, yes, sir. The ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Just take a quiz. All right,
I'm glad you didn't do that puppet while you were wearing the briefs.
That would be awkward.
It would, very, for me and awkward. For everybody.
Anyway, lose weight. Go to dermglowskin.com. Please check them out, and you'll love every bit of it, like I have, ladies and gentlemen. You'll love every
How many pounds are you down, Mike?
I'm down 80 pounds.
80.
Crazy. Yeah.
DermGlowSkin.com will take you to a quiz, the DermGlow weight loss button, and that will hook you up with a doctor. If you qualify for the medication, it can be shipped right to your door, and you can start your weight loss journey. Your solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. If you're tired of waiting due to low stocks, DermGlow's got them. Yeah, you're connected with well-supplied doctors, eliminating any delays. People have rave reviews like it's life-changing, it's a game-changer. 5 stars all the way. It's like finding the cure to the common cold. It's amazing. And how about this? Thanks for your affiliation with Chiral. I'm so happy, 45 pounds down and feeling so healthy. I feel like myself again. That's a customer from DermGlowSkin.com. I still have a few pounds to go, this person writes, but I'm on my way and I'm able to do it. Your future awaits you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight loss button and kick off the best journey of your life, because with DermGlow, you can do it.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I get to play this every year, and I always love it. I don't know if it's a simplistic bone in my body, but March Madness is here, Mike.
Okay.
And here are all 68 teams that
I love
you
this.
Can pick.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, 5 Bulldogs. Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, 2 Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go.
Okay. Hey, you guys.
4 Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers,
Eagles.
The Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. 3 Wildcats, 3 Tigers, Lobos. The Beach, Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Wolfpack, twice the Zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Did your Rams make it this year?
Just watching.
The Terps are
just
out.
Just watching.
Are the American University Eagles in it this year?
Terps are out.
I don't think
so. Is that
any...
the FGCU Eagles?
Oh, I don't think American Eagles.
Excuse me.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. No, it's the
no
BC
one saw
Eagles.
Coming.
I thought I heard Eagles.
Well, it's your
you
alma mater.
You did hear Eagles in there.
It's your alma mater. Maryland's out.
It's the mascot, but it's I heard Eagles. So we have to. Do you have the bracket in front of you by any chance?
I don't. Matt, can you see what Eagles are in the right now? There's 68 teams. Can you do a little searching for us?
That's the full complement of NCAA before
birds?
The
exactly.
March Madness begins in earnest.
All right. My
Morehead State.
The Morehead State Eagles?
I used to have a hat.
Yeah.
No AU this year?
There is not that I can see.
Okay. God,
which is
so
weird
odd.
Because Morehead State
real
was
sports
the...
Sports Talk 101.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, American's not a powerhouse, right? So
no, yeah. No, it's an absolute outlier when they get in. Have they been in?
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
But do they get in regularly? Absolutely not. Were they a good team when I was there? Yes, they were, thanks to Boo Bowers.
Mike, I think that your confusion is that Morehead State is the nickname of AU.
Yes, exactly right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, I can see anyone making that error.
Yeah. When I was there.
There's a lot of stuff going on with AI. Everyone knows this. And every now and then, there's a lot of music stuff out there. But something crosses my desk that is pretty remarkable. How do you feel about Simon and Garfunkel?
I think they're both very attractive.
Stop it. I mean, did you like their music?
I thought that was funny.
I did too. But the music. You like them?
Yes.
Yeah. Good folk rockers from the 1960s. It would be different if they did Baby's Got Back or Baby Got Back. Perhaps this is why Mrs. Robinson was so zoftic.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, cause you notice that butt was stuffed.
Oh, gross.
You pull up tough.
Okay, I get it. That's it.
Deep in
all
the
right,
jeans.
Stop it.
Good at back. Anyway, it's amazing what you can. You know, amazingly, my other favorite AI recreation was Elvis doing Baby's Got Back. It's a great palette for musical
yes,
talent.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
Now, we'll close with this. Mike, yes? Oscar, did you have at your wedding the opportunity for someone to object if something was wrong?
Like, if there is anyone here
that has a reason. Yeah, did you have that in it?
No.
I know that for your most...
No, not in my
we
most
kept my
recent
mom out of
I had it in a couple of ones before that.
Yeah.
We kept What's my mom out of the room, so she couldn't.
Okay.
I actually requested they put it into the ceremony. I liked it because it lets you know that. And also, it's a great moment that could be awkward. There was a British couple, and they had an outdoor wedding, and they had that. But you have to be careful about who you invite to the wedding when you're offering that option.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
Okay, so they can get past it, right?
If any person here present knows of any lawful impediment.
Twice that interruption happened. And the crazy thing is, Mike, it was the mother.
Oh, no.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Pearl Slag Hoople. That's all I have for you today.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nasty, vicious, drunk.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Goodbye.